Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoover scores. Higgins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Harris trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. York moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-1 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Estilella moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Estilella moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Estilella scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Suter moves to second. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Siebert scores. Suter moves to third. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Suter scores. Wagner moves to third. Wolf moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Wolf moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive to center field. Kramer throws towards Hoover. Hoover fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoover. Suter moves to third. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolf strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to second. Hall drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hall. Kramer moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Estalella hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolf strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wood pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoover hits a line drive towards short. Hall catches it and throws to first to double up Wood. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. Higgins moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. York moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John McHale pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. John McHale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wolf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Don Ross. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hoover bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Metro moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 4 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.